Welcome to my podcast, Wise Finances. Becoming intimate with your panic attacks. If you experience panic attacks, the last thing you want to do is think about them when you are feeling well. However, becoming intimate with your panic attacks can contribute to decreasing the reoccurrences. The deeper the understanding, the easier it will be for you to manage the intensity and possibly reduce the frequency. Recognizing the symptoms will further enhance your knowledge that you are experiencing a panic attack and your life is not at risk. Research emphasizes panic attacks may arise unexpectedly. However, many people with experience enable themselves to escape such events that might trigger panic attacks. By gradually exploring the thoughts, feelings, and bodily sensations that accompany your panic attacks, you will gain a sense of control. According to a 2013 pilot study by Gallagher and Company in the Cognitive Behavioral Therapy Journal, interventions enhancing perceived control over panic symptoms led to lower relapse rates after treatment. Why becoming more intimate with panic attacks can be useful. Awareness and reflection. Desensitization. By becoming familiar with the thoughts and feelings that accompany your panic attacks when you are not experiencing one, you slowly desensitize yourself. This practice can help reduce the intense fear and anxiety that comes with panic attacks. Research by Hoffman and colleagues in 2007 showed that exposure techniques are highly effective for treating panic disorder. Record your episodes. Document your panic attacks and journal about what was happening and what you were feeling physically and emotionally. This could assist with finding triggers and patterns. Embrace bodily sensations. Pay close attention to how you feel daily and embrace it without judging. Recognize early signs of a panic attack, such as increased heart rate or sweating, so you can implement relaxing techniques. Understand your triggers. Identify triggers. Review your journal and identify specific situations, places, or thoughts that precede your panic attacks. This will help you make a plan of coping strategies on what to do if you have one. It can also help make lifestyle adjustments to avoid or manage these triggers more effectively. Awareness is key in managing these triggers. Increasing self-awareness. Hone in into your emotions and how they change throughout the days. This can help you see the connection between your feelings and panic attacks. Increased self-awareness can be an aid to understanding your own stress responses, emotional patterns, and coping mechanisms. Recent research by Semble and colleagues in 2019 showed that mindfulness-based interventions, which increase self-awareness, were effective in adjuncts to CBT for panic disorder. Cognitive techniques. Challenging catastrophic thinking. Panic attacks are accompanied by catastrophic thinking or irrational thoughts. Learn to recognize key phrases you say when you're having a panic attack. You can write them in your journal and challenge them. This will lessen their potency. Hoffman and colleagues in a 2007 study highlighted cognitive therapy targeting catastrophic misinterpretations of bodily sensations was highly effective for treating panic disorder. Develop coping statements. In your journal, you can write phrases you can repeat to yourself that can comfort you during an attack, such as, I am safe, or this will pass. Lifestyle changes. Mindful practice. Learn deep breathing exercises to help you relax. Begin a mindful practice such as meditating in the morning or at night. If sitting meditation doesn't work for you, try walking meditation. Incorporating these calming activities can relax your body and help you feel more in control. Regular exercise. Take part in physical activities that bring you pleasure. Consistent exercise can decrease stress and boost your mood. Healthy diet. Take care of your body by eating a balanced diet and minimizing caffeine and alcohol, as they can heighten anxiety. System support. Support system. Share your experiences. Discussing your experiences with friends, family, or therapists can bring emotional relief and practical support. Support groups. Joining a support group would allow you to connect with others who have a shared understanding of what you're going through and help you feel less alone. Seek help. Professional help. Therapists can offer customized strategies and support to help you effectively handle your panic attacks. Medication. Medication prescribed by a healthcare professional can sometimes aid in symptoms management. Hypnosis. Hypnosis has been useful in brief interventions for managing panic attacks. Sajjad and Rafiq in 2021 found that hypnosis has been useful as a brief intervention for managing panic attacks. Mindful reminder: be with yourself and reflect on your mental and physical well-being. This could be a sign from your body telling you it's time to adjust your pace and slow down. Perhaps there are aspects of your life that you need to reevaluate, such as reducing exposures to stressors or toxic relationships. Becoming intimate with your panic attacks through awareness and reflection can profoundly affect your ability to cope with them. By implementing mindful practices, understanding your triggers, and seeking appropriate support, you can regain control and experience fewer and less panic attacks. Quiet reflection could be what you need right now to help you through this. Remember, you are not alone. According to WebMD, 1 in 10 adults in the US, as reported by Christine Richmond, experience a panic attack each year. Turn to your family, friends, or a therapist for support. Here are some questions to help you get started on your reflection. Write about what happened during the panic attack. For instance, body sensations. Where did you experience the attack in your body? What did your chest feel like? Were you sweating? Did you tremble? What did you taste, smell, hear, or touch? Mind. Evaluate your state of mind. What were your thoughts prior to the attack? What were you thinking during the attack? Was there any event you think might have triggered the attack? Leading up to the attack, how was your state of mind? Were you stressed about something? Environment. Where were you when you experienced the attack? Have you had one there before? Seeking help. If you need help, you can call the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration. They are open 24/7, 365 days a year. The number is 800-662-HELP or 4357. You can visit their website at findtreatment.gov. You can also text your zip code to 435748. If you are experiencing suicidal thoughts, please contact 988 for help. The calls are free, confidential, and they are open 24/7 to help you navigate difficult emotions.
Thank you, and I hope you come back soon.